Yes, hello and welcome along to another tipping edition of the From the Horse's Mouth podcast. It's Friday and I'm kind of just feeling a little bit, I've got just a good feeling about it. It's a weekend and all is relatively well, even though I can't go more than 5 kilometres from my house. But I am joined by Mr. Paddy Power, who's going to lift my spirits even further this Friday morning. Patrick, how are we?
I'm doing wonderful, Tom. How are you?
I'm very, very well. And this week, Frank has decided to give himself the week off. So we're joined by one of the all-time great judges to have ever graced the Paddy Power Trading Room, Mr. Niall O'Reilly. Niall, how are you?
Yeah, thanks for that, Tom. Yeah, great. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Guaranteed not to tip a winner after that intro, but anyway.
Well, he did arrive on the call and just goes, is this the tipping show, is it? So yeah, no, Niall is ready and he's got his pencils sharpened. He's raring to go. We've got lots to get stuck into. And for the people who like to catch the worm nice and early as ever, there's a few good races on Friday up at Down Royal. We're going to give a quick word to some of those. Niall, we'll start with you. There's a good Mare's Novice Hurdle up in Down Royal, 1:15. Queensbrook tops the betting. A couple of big names in there. Politesse for Lorna Fowler could be an interesting one to follow through the season. Anything standing out to you?
Look, I do think the two favourites will win the two big races at Down Royal. Queensbrook, she wasn't overly impressive on reappearance, but that was slowly run. She should come on for that run, as Gordon Elliott suggests, and I think she'll just win this. She's the benefit over a run of a few of these. So yeah, Queensbrook for me.
Yeah, Gordon Elliott, I think, was quoted as saying she was like a broodmare when she came on off grass. So she's obviously been tricky enough to get fit. And another man tricky to get fit is Paddy Power. Paddy, what do you like up and Down Royal on Friday afternoon? Anything standing out to you?
Well, funny, the one thing going into this weekend is something that Ruby said last week, is that in a throwaway comment, he said, well, you just follow Gordon Elliott at Down Royal, because he kind of targets this meeting. A trainer's target different meetings for starting off their good horses. So you got to take that into account. But I do, from what Niall said there about the last time when Queensbrook won, she just won and wasn't that impressed. The form's been let down a bit. So I'm actually going to go for Brave Way for Henry de Bromhead. And it's about 130, so it's a bigger price as well. A bit more, I'm not sure it's better value. There's no point in a good value loser. But I think Brave Way was pretty impressive. Won by 7 or 8 lengths last time. Probably a poor enough race. But still, Queensbrook, if she is hard to get fit, she may not be fully fit. So she might be vulnerable.
And the Henry de Bromhead fan club captain chirps up nice and early in the National Hunt season.
You're listening to From the Horse's Mouth by Paddy Power. Paddy Power shops are back open, and with them, the return of a massive racing offer. We're giving best odds guaranteed on singles and multiples, all UK and Irish racing, all shops, all day. Limited time only. Terms and conditions apply. Ask in shops for more details. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Righto, Saturday, a very big day of racing across the UK and Ireland. We start in Wetherby. It's Charlie Hall Day up at Wetherby. But the first race we're going to look at is at 2:45. It's the Bet365 Hurdle. Lisnagar Oscar is back on his seasonal reappearance. The Paddy Power Stairs Hurdle winner for Rebecca Curtis and Adam Wedge tops the betting at 2-1. 3-1 Roxana, 4-1 Next Destination on his first run for Paul Nichols. A very good novice hurdler for Willie Mullins, if people remember. Copperhead, 7-1 next in. Holstone is 8. Decor Ireland Day is 11-1. Chapman's Hype, very well named, 14s and 16-1, and bigger the rest. Paddy, you can kick us off here.
Yeah, so Lisnagar Oscar, I mean, I think last year's Stairs, the Paddy Power Stairs Hurdle at Cheltenham, obviously was a funny race. Lisnagar Oscar was 50-1 or whatever winning it. So it's early in the season for that one. It's going to be quite highly tried all year, I would say. Next Destination's interesting, the change of stable from Willie Mullins, but hasn't run for about 20 years. So, you know, it's probably a watching brief at this stage. And so I'm going to go for one that's pretty consistent and just seems to be made for these kind of races. Holstone for the Twist and Davis yard. It's about an 8-1 shot for each way. Just really, really consistent. It's never really out of the frame. And it was novice chasing last year. It's back hurdle now. And I think could be one that could be fitter than some of the others. So therefore, might be a bit of value at 8-1.
Niall, a couple of questions. Wetherby as a punting track, anything you look out for up there in particular? And also, I suppose, with a view on last year's Stairs Hurdle at the festival, do you rate that form highly, or would you kind of be willing to rule out that as a bit of a fluke?
In terms of Wetherby, it's a track that I think course form is quite important, and the Skeletons obviously do well there. Last year's Stairs Hurdle, I wouldn't trust the form at all. Now, I was kind of going to say, I wouldn't back Listigar Oscar with stolen money here. I think the Stairs Hurdle form is a massive outlier. Either way, he was beaten on his reappearance last year and the year before. I just don't think this is his time of year at all. He seems better in from January onwards, if you look through his career so far. Holstone is the one that's staring me as a bet in the face here as well. So he won on reappearance last year. He's won on reappearance three of his last four seasons. He was second in this race a few years ago, and at 8-1, I definitely think he can go well each way.
A bet in the face for Niall O'Reilly. 3.20 is the Bet365 Charlie Hall Chase. Surname, the highest rated chaser in the universe, 2-1 favourite. Vindication, 11-4. Next in, Sam Spinner 4s, Ballyoptic 6-1. Definitely red. 8s, La Bag O'Roy, 14-1, 16-1. I Write and 20s bar. Niall, any movers here? You see a few Twitter mumblings about I Write, a few Bob knocking around each way. But has the favourite been strong?
Well, we put it in at 5-4 on Monday, and then there was doubts that he might run here, but those kind of doubts have kind of continued, that they weren't sure they wanted to run here. So I think he's out. Is he as big as 2-1 or ourselves? He's 2-1.
2-1, yeah.
Look, it's a tricky race. The front two in the market, Surname and Vindication, I think they're much better horses going the other way around. So I'd have that as a doubt straight away, and I'd just be willing to take both of them on. I'd be between Sam Spinner and I Write. I can see where that angle's coming from. I'm just not fully sure he's good enough. He did run very well at Kelts over an inadequate 2 miles behind the old Rowan Chase winner, Nuts Well. But Sam Spinner's won twice at Wetherby, and I said earlier that I think course form is quite important here. He as well has that back class from being a very good hurdler, so I think he can find the jump and improvement here. So I just probably side with Sam Spinner, but a very difficult race.
Paddy Power?
Yeah, funny. I was putting a line through his Surname as well, because for loads of reasons, because Surname, he's only actually ever ran well three times in his entire career, even though he's the best horse ever, and they've all been at Ascot. So obviously left hand's negative. I think Sam Spinner, Vindication and Valley Optic were the three I kind of narrowed it down to. And because Niall's gone for Sam Spinner, I'm going to go for Vindication. And it's Niall's fault as well. As he said, he's gone for Sam Spinner. It's good course form. But he also said a minute ago that the horse he tipped up, Holstone, has won first time out every year. And Vindication is the exact same. The last 3 years, he's won first time out off the break. So I think Vindication, despite going the wrong way around, as long as he goes the right direction, has a great chance.
So if he wins, it's Niall's fault. And if he loses, it's also Niall's fault. Ascot. Down we go to Ascot on Saturday. 3.05 is the Sodexo Handicap Hurdle. And Kid Commando tops the betting at 100-30. Countister, 9-2. Second favourite, Sebastopol, 5-1. Next in, alongside Malaya Takani, is 8s with Hang In There. And it's 10-1, Deersire and Scaramanga, 14s bar. Paddy, what do you like in the 3.05 at Ascot?
Yeah, in between two again, between Sebastopol and Takani. So Sebastopol's 5-1, like I said, and Takani is 8-1. And Sebastopol, I think I'm probably going to go for him. He won first time up last year, and he won the Scottish Champion Hurdle. He's just only 6, so I'm pretty progressive. So that he could go on to bigger and better things. But the reason why Takani's a big danger, I think, and I might nearly be saying back the two of them each way or something, but Takani's a big danger because he ran only a length behind for Dana Blue, who probably ran below form that day. But Diego de Sharma was just ahead of him as well. So on that form, they're rated way higher than Takani. So that looked like a decent run, and might be kind of well-treated, I guess, or might be underrated, I guess, at this stage. But Sebastopol mainly, but Takani is a danger, I think.
Niall?
Yeah, I think Hang In There is very interesting for Emma Lavelle. He looked very promising early last year, prior to kind of getting stuck in the mud a bit at Sandown when he's behind Fiddler on the Roof. He jumped really badly there, and he's been a little bit disappointing since. But if you go back to his run in Huntington, Shishkin won the race. He fell at the second last, and he was actually running okay to that point. There's a decent horse called Shan Blue, who runs today, actually. It was in that race as well. He probably would have finished close to him. He came back this year, and he finished second last in a race at Fontwell. But if you actually look at that Fontwell race, it's worked out really well. The third Jacamar won a good handicap at Aintree recently. The fourth run well since. I think the second's even run okay since as well. Hang In There is back to 2 miles because he can be very keen. at Ascot on better ground. So it's, I think it's going to be good to soft, maybe the soft side of that. But he's 8-1 or so. I just think he's the one that could potentially make a mockery of his mark of 139. So he'd be the one I'd be backing each way.
Very good. 340 at Ascot is the Sodexo Gold Cup. Comanche Red tops the betting at 9-2. Whatmore is 11-2. Nexium 13-2. Black Court and 7-1. Mr. Malarkey. Adrian DuPont, 8s. Regal Encore, 9s. Might Bite at 10s. Valtor as well at 10s. 12-1. Black Lion and Flying Angel, 14-1. And bigger the rest. Niall, we'll start with you. It's a high-class handicap chase, but could you see anything down the bottom of the way? It's coming and giving them all a fright.
Yeah, I'd be very keen on Watmore here for Henry Daly, who started the season quite well. He shaped well in a few decent novice chases last year, prior to running really well in a strong Kempton handicap in February, won by Mr. Malarkey, who I think runs here as well. He probably could have gone close to winning with a better ride, in my opinion. He ran at Cheltenham in the novice handicap chase when he was fourth, shaping really well, just looking like the trip was maybe on the short side. He steps up to 3 mile here, and he's definitely on a good mark, carrying just 10-3. Like, one worry I do have is that the higher rated horses have been winning these races of late, like you've seen what Frodon did at Cheltenham. But this race looks a bit of an exception. 7 of the last 10 winners carried 11 stone or less, so it bodes well for Watmore, who carries 10-3. I'd be very keen on this. This would be one of my strongest fancies of the day.
Ooh, interesting. Paddy?
I had Watmore as the danger to the one I'm going for, but I'm going for the fairy tale. I'm going for just Black Court to do exactly what Frodon did last week under Briony Frost and just roll back the years and a fairy tale finish and just, you know, grind it out and just hold on and kick on home with Watmore. Trying to chase him down, but not quite getting there. So Black Court for me.
Black Horton, very good. Down Royal, it is the first Irish Grade 1 of the season, and it is at 225. It is the Ladbrokes Champion Chase, and we've got a number of what could potentially shape up to be Gold Cup contenders later in the year. Delta Work, 7-4 favourite, presenting Percy now in the hands of Gordon Elliott, 9-4. Chris's Dream, 3s. The Storyteller, 6-1. 12-1. 2A per me, and it's 25-1 and bigger. The Ruffies. Niall, we'll start with you. What do you like up and down Royal? The artist formerly known as the JN Wine.
Yeah, I thought Chris's Dream could win this. If you look at his form the last two seasons, his best two runs came in reappearance, and they were very good runs as well. So I'm going to play this freshness angle again that I've been on about. He'll be ridden prominently and he'll jump well. I just think he might be able to nick this. The rest in here, like Delta Work, Present and Percy, I think they've got longer term targets than Chris's Dream potentially. So yeah, he'd be the one for me. I think he's the type of early season horse that could go well.
Yeah, I love him as well. I think he goes really well fresh. Absolutely shat up in the Tri-Town if you look back at it last year. Paddy, what do you
is
like?
Is there an angle in the fact that Robbie Power is back riding him, like rather than overriding the Tizard horses in England, or is that just because it's a Grade One or something?
You can freely travel between the UK, all the countries in the UK. So Down Royal falls under that rule, and I don't think there is a massive angle. I think he's just gone there, as opposed to I'm not sure he had anything major to ride in the Charlie Hall or in Ascot. So
he's definitely a big positive for the horse, isn't he? In terms of getting him jumping, he's one of the best around. So yeah, be a positive for me anyway.
Yeah, but anyway, on the same kind of, I guess, team as what Niall was saying there, I think there's some of the horses that will have longer term targets and they're not going to be fully wound up for this race, and then there's some horses that are aimed at this race because this is their chance. They're not going to be winning the Gold Cup at Cheltenham, but they could pick up a good Grade One here, and so Chris's Dream was one of them, but the other one is a Storyteller for Gordon Elliott. Just turned into a real consistent horse. I mean, hasn't been only been beaten once since the Galway Plate, and just made a really bad mistake that day, and he's 6-1. He's double the price of Chris's Dream. So much as I see the anger for Chris's Dream, and I'm a Henry de Bromhead fan and everything, I think the Storyteller for me at 6-1 is a really cracking bit of value.
Very good. 3 o'clock Down Royal is the Lock Construction Limited Chase, a Grade 2. Easy Game tops the betting at 5-6. Sam Crow makes his seasonal reappearance 13-8. Battle Over Doyen is 15-2, 8-1, and bigger the rest. But the top three are very, very interesting, aren't they, Noel?
Yeah, for this season. And yeah, like Sam Crow's one that could probably have a light enough campaign this year, all geared around potentially the Ryanair. I hadn't really looked at this race a huge amount this week, but then I just looked at it for this podcast, and I really thought Sam Crush should be favourite. So like, I think he goes well fresh as well. I think he's just a much better horse than Easy Games. So yeah, it'd be all over Sam Crow at that price for me. I think he's 7-4, 13-8 at the moment.
Yeah, 13-8 at the minute with Paddy Power. Paddy Power, what do you like here?
I'd be the opposite. I think that Sam Crow still has to prove his consistency. I think, you know, like he obviously had loads of talent early doors and then came back and did it at Cheltenham and everything. But Easy Game has to run under a belt and just, I think, Easy Game has to run under its belt. I beat Storyteller the last day. So if I'm fancying the Storyteller in the big race, then I got a fancy Easy Game here. I think rightly favoured, in my view.
I think it is always the safe option there, Paddy. I made that mistake a lot of times myself.
Never. I thought you always had your details sorted out and to hand.
You're listening to From the Horse's Mouth by Paddy Power. Here at Paddy Power, we want our gambling to be fun and encourage our customers to bet responsibly. That's why we offer a number of tools to help you stay in control, including the ability to set deposit limits, get reminders after a certain amount of time playing, and to take breaks. For more information, visit responsiblegaming.paddypower.com. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Righto, Sunday at Naas at 2 o'clock is the Atassi Stakes, and declarations are just reaching us and we're having a flick through. Niall, anything standing out to you at this moment in time? Because you come September, Silk Forest, A New Dawn, Oshinora rides, a few of those jocked up. Anything standing out at the moment?
Yeah, I just thought Silk Forest was interesting. Probably the best piece of her form came at Naas last year when she won 5 lengths in a Lister race. So this looks a similar grade to me, back over 7 furlongs, really soft ground. A little bit disappointing on good ground last time, but we'll put that down to the ground. Bred by a friend of mine, actually, James Ryan, who works in Paddy Power. So yeah, I think she'll go well.
Paddy, anything you like there?
Well, as Leonardo DiCaprio once famously said in Catch Me If You Can, I concur.
Very good. Down to Cork we go on Sunday on a card sponsored by Paddy Power. In the first race we're going to look at is 2:46. It is the Paddy Power From the Horse's Mouth podcast. Novice Chase, a grade 3, and 11 runners here. A couple of declarations still to come through. Joseph hasn't declared his riders yet. But anything standing out here for you, Niall? Captain CJ Paulus Steele, anything will do. Foxy Jack's Home by the Lee, Minister for Sport, the Shunter for Emmett Mullins has looked high class. Train Wreck, Heaven Help Us, Rapid Response, or Wait and See. Anything standing out to you at the moment?
Captain CJ for Dermot McLaughlin. Had some very good form last year. Like, if you go through it, the horses he was beaten by are top class horses, even over the last 2 years. Won by 6 lengths last time. Previously, that was only a length and a half behind Manella Indo, who looks a proper Gold Cup contender this year. So Captain CJ for me.
Very good. Paddy, anything for you there?
I was waiting to see the jockeys for Joseph's two horses, but I had my eye on Anything Will Do, actually, because I thought it'd be a funny joke when you said, what you fancy in the race? I said, sure, Anything Will Do, but Anything Will Do. Or Home by the Lee, whichever is the jockeys or the stable selection for Joseph O'Brien, I think.
Jesus, times are tough when Paddy Power is making gags like that. 3:20 is the Paddy Power Cork Grand National. 19 runners, Cap York tops the weights. We've got Gundigger, General Principal, High Sparrow, Prospectus, The Gate Checker, Bay Hill, Rocky Silver, The Caddy Rose, Dead Heat, Magaloni, Mick the Jiver, Minds Made Up, Out Sam, Dramore Lad, Tokyo Getaway, A Little Luck, Ballymacaw, and The Trigger is at the bottom of the weights. Niall, anything standing out in the Cork National at this stage?
Yeah, I'd actually be quite keen on Cap York here. He caught my eye in the Galway Plate over an inadequate trip, running on quite well from a terrible position. I backed him then at Listowel, and he got brought down, or nearly brought down, when he was just starting to look like he was getting into it. He'd be ridden by Michael Stenson, who's a good value for a £7 claim. He needs a trip and soft ground, which he gets here. I can see him going very well.
Paddy?
Well, I'm going for a stable companion. I'm going to go for the Caddy Rose. I think the Meadyard is going pretty well. The horse is pretty consistent. And Cap York might help out but towards the top. Well, Court Maid's going to be top weight, I guess. But Caddy Rose getting plenty of weight. And I think that one might just be a little bit ahead of the handicapper.
Very good. It is now time for best bets of the weekend. And Paddy Power, we'll start with you.
I'm going to go all the way back to Saturday to Weatherby, the first race we looked at, the 2:45, and this wasn't going to be my best bet, but it was going to be maybe my second best, but then Niall was so effusive in his agreement with the horse. I think Holstone at 8-1 is worth a right few quid each way.
Holstone for Paddy Power in the Bet365 hurdle up at Weatherby. Niall O'Reilly, best bet of the weekend?
Yeah, I'll go Watmore in the 3:40 Ascot.
Watmore in the 3:40 at Ascot on Saturday. Lovely stuff. Niall, will you throw those in a double and stick them up as an old enhanced special on site for us, you will?
I will, of course, yeah.
You're a gent. Thank you very much. Right, oh, time before, just before we go, time for a few quick questions. First one comes in from Anthony. Paddy, this Saturday, 8:45 a.m, Australia versus the All Blacks, 12:30, Sheffield City, 2:15, Wales, Scotland, 3:00, Burnley, Chelsea, 3:15, Dublin, Kilkenny, Cork, Waterford at 3:30, 4:45, Italy, England, Liverpool, West Ham, Galway, Wexford, France, Ireland at 8:05. How am I going to break this news to the missus?
I think you want to get yourself a good divorce lawyer. That's what I was just thinking as well. It's Sunday of sport, isn't it? I think the key is just to be husband of the year today. If you're listening to this on Friday, spend the rest of Friday being husband of the year. Make her a night, well, don't, you don't make, draw her a bath. As long as you run her a bath, light a few candles, shove her in the bath, and then tidy the kitchen, all that, tidy the house and everything. Just spoil her rotten. And then you used to tell her tomorrow morning, she, you stay in bed, love, I'll get up. And you get up early in the morning, you start watching sport and lock the door of the TV room, and you're laughing.
Lovely stuff. The final question comes in from Owen, and it is, lads, do you notice Gordon making an extra effort at this time of the season to try and get a first run in the Trainers' Championship? Could you see him edging out Willie in the Irish Championship this year? Niall, could you see it?
Yeah, I could see it. One thing I will say is that he seems to be getting prep runs in the horses before their big targets. So Queensbrook, an example there. So like, he's probably just trying to get a leg up maybe in this early part of the season when Willie doesn't really put all his best horses out.
Lovely stuff. And that's all we've got time for. Thanks, Niall and Paddy. We'll talk to you soon.
You're very welcome. Cheers, Tom.
Cheers.
Righto, that's it for today's show. My thanks to Niall and Paddy. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Make sure to check out all the latest odds and offers on paddypower.com. But for now, I have been Tom Nugent, and that has been From the Horse's Mouth.
From the Horse's Mouth is a Muddy Knees Media production for Paddy Power.